Good morning. It is 10:29 a.m. on Sunday morning, February the 9th, 2025. It's a rather pleasant, a bit chilly morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Fumbling in my pocket trying to find Kleenex. Because the nose she run. Let me pull that off that screen. Maybe go to the outlet instead. Stuff it in my pocket and find my gloves. Yes, because it's a glove morning. It's a beautiful morning. It is mostly, I got a lot of sun shining on me, which is good because sun will warm me up. And I did not wear the extra, much to my chagrin, the extra fleece this morning, which I should have. At any rate, I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking. Enough said. Geese this morning. Gosh, a lot of geese. Quite exciting. Love geese. As long as they're flying and not, like, standing there trying to decide how to end my life. Oh, yeah. The sun's going to make a big difference here. Especially once I get around the corner. Excellent. Oh, that's my friend with you. Little Scotty dog. We like this? She said it's a nice day, or something along those lines. I heard a little mumble and close enough. I'm trying to make up a little time. I had to stop and wait for traffic this morning. Dry mouth is vicious this morning. I don't think I actually got it rehydrated from overnight. Slept in this morning, 6 o'clock again. It's rare for me to sleep that late, but not unusual when I stay up until 9:30, 10 o'clock reading. So, yeah. Stay up late, sleep late the next morning. 6 o'clock, sleep late. Yes. All right. Not a lot to talk about this morning. I did spend some time with Roger. I spent a good hour this morning with Roger and Mr. Shackelford and Barbara Griffin. I'm getting about, when I can get the two, I'm pretty much getting down having two sprints in a row. 25-5-25. That seems to be working pretty good. And now I need to do multiples of those. That's the workout. Now I need to work on, that's the exercise. I need to do reps now. I could get something going. See how it works out. One day at a time. I missed the last couple of days of writing, and it was mostly because I let the morning get away from me. I did not eat my frog first thing in the morning. So as a result, the frog got away. And I need to get back to eating my frog in the morning. I need to go home and feed my, speaking of eating frogs, I need to go feed my starter. I think the timing will be right if I feed the starter now and set 11 for overnight and then do a sourdough or a natural yeast bake tomorrow. That should work out, I think. But I've got a nice lively starter. It bubbles up quite adequately in a matter of 6 hours or so. And what I need to do now is let it bubble up, create 11 from that, and then set the leaven for overnight and mix bread dough first thing in the morning tomorrow. It will need to be worked 3 or 4 hours over the course of the morning, but I could do that if I can get the dough set. I need to look at my notes. I got my notes together on the bulk fermentation and secondary fermentation and all that. And I should have it. It's not ideal, but I should have a schedule that I can work with tomorrow. Since I don't have anything dragging me away tomorrow, I should be able to do that tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I'm reading Rathwig. I finished the Tilly Wallace yesterday. Yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. They all blend together. I finished Tilly Wallace. It was pretty much fun. It's like, I'm not going to go back to that again. It's like, I almost put it down when I realized it was basically zombie eating brains. And then realized, no, yes, there are zombies, for lack of a better term, that are completely unlike any other zombies. There are people who have legally died because their heart stopped beating, but who are still ambulatory. And they need to eat brains, human brains specifically. But they don't need very much every day. They just need a little sliver. Which is macabre as it sounds. It's still an interesting take on a venerable niche. So I finished it. I'm glad I did. It was basically a murder mystery with zombies, manners, and monsters. And not all the monsters are zombies. It ended on a fun note. I don't know that I'm going to go to the next book in the series, which is some other take on undead. It was a cute ending. I'm not sure I'm going to go there. I picked up the Rathwig because I had it in my inventory and thought, well, why not? We'll just slap this one in because that's fun. And it is. It is fun. I'm almost halfway through. I'm almost halfway through it already. Chef to Crafter to Conqueror, Book 4, Part 2. And it's fun. It's good. I like it. I think I picked up something else. I went to get a sample and it was marked at zero price, so there was no sample. I had to get the whole book. So we'll see what that one looks like. Probably first of a series. I don't even remember what it is now. I have so many samples. I have so much stuff stacked up. I need to go through and start calling my home screen on my phone. Dan asked the other day, how do you get your Kindle hours read? Coming up on, I get ready to say it with me, Monk Post. And I don't get it off the Kindle. I get it off from my Android because I only read on my phone. I have a Kindle. I think it was a Model 2. I have a Nook 2. I have Nook, a Model 1 Nook tucked away. I have a Kindle tucked away. And that's where they'll stay. I wrap their charging cords around them and put them in storage. They'll go in a museum someday, probably. Oh, helicopter. Does not sound like air life. Although, maybe. I guess it could be. It's angling for the hospital, so yeah, it's probably your life. So I'm liking StoryGraph. It doesn't have any kind of social interaction that I can see other than looking to see what other people have acted on in your community, and you need to follow people in order to have a community, I think. So far, I haven't seen anything posted on my community page that's not somebody I've already followed. I asked, it turns out there is a way to find books and cull them so that if a recommendation comes up, you can just say no. Not interested. Take that one away. Is this the same floof? No, it's just two different people. And you can say, no, not this author. So far, I need to look to see if there's an exclude for genres. Because I'm getting a lot of YA and manga, neither of which I'm overly interested in. I don't have anything against either of those. It's just not something I read by preference. And I have too much to choose from in my preferred niches already, so there's no reason for me to keep seeing manga and YA. There's probably a way to do that. Look. I filled out a survey in the beginning, and that's driving some of the recommendations. And then books similar to the ones that I've read, that's driving some. But every day I go through StoryGraph and chip away at all of the Orbit and Tor and Bane. All Macmillan. Lit RPG is a problem because a lot of the authors that I really followed when they started out have now joined Atheon, which, okay, but that now takes them out of my reading zone, which chops out a lot of lit RPG. They've got a lot of lit RPG over there, and that's fine. Good for them. I'll let them do their thing. I'll go back to the lone wolves, to the people who are legitimately self-publishing, doing it on their own. So, yeah, Wrathwig. Chef to Crafter to Conqueror. I'll put it in the show notes. This guy walking his dog in his pajamas and slippers. And a hoodie. Why isn't he freezing his butt off? He is literally in his checked pajamas and black slippers. What the actual? Well, to be fair, he's probably only doing a half a mile. Probably only doing enough around the block to get the dogs exercised. Unfortunately, he's going in my direction. That's a crow. I'm sorry, Mr. Crow, I did not bring any peanuts for you this morning. I wish I had. This guy's just strolling along. I wonder if I can get by him. Crow is taking no bullshit. Pitbull and a puppy. Some sort of... Oh, there goes the crow. Alright, yeah, I'm gonna see if I can goose this a little bit and get by this guy. Walking past the park, there's not a lot going on. To you too. Dogs are quite interested in me as I walked by. The pity was reading a P-mail at the side of the sidewalk there. Coming up some crows. Hello, crows. Something feels good on my back. I'll give it that much. I can probably take off the gloves. Open the coat a little bit. My water bottle is filled with ice water at this point. Three crows. I said that. How many times have I said that now? I wish I brought some peanuts. I met a person with a big white floof. Massive dog, oh my gosh. Huge dog, looked like it came up to her waist. And long hair, white snowball. It was a beautiful dog. It was a beautiful dog. But look where I am. I am at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.